Hi, Mama, and welcome back for another episode of Moms with Moms. Moms offering mom support with moms on microphones. Guess what, guys? We have a whole setup tonight, and we're with Emma. If you guys remember, she was on a couple episodes. I think you were on, like, what, my third?
I think so.
Pretty early. And Emma's life has kind of changed. So Emma's a wine expert, and we have a particular wine, which I'm going to butcher the way to say this, and you're going to laugh. Malbec. Is it Malbec?
Yeah, Malbec, either way. Yeah, you did it.
So she's going to talk about the wine and open the wine the correct way, because mine's already open because I don't know how to open wines very well, so I failed. But she's going to talk about the wine, and then we're going to get into cooking, and we're making a lovely dinner. We're going to start the rice because it's going to take 15 minutes to do the rice. So we're going to get our hot water boiling, and then Emma's going to open up the bottle and talk about this wine.
Okay, yes, rice first, and I'll be back with the wine. So we did was we picked a wine that would go with the dish that we're making. So I don't know if you want to talk about what we're making, Courtney.
So Emma and I both kind of do the same thing on our channels and our, like, social media of budget-friendly meals and things that are easy. I think Emma can agree to this. I don't like extravagant meals. I need something that's simple and easy. I'm not a great cook, so anything that's a lot, I could fail with. So we are doing some easy teriyaki with beef or ground beef, whatever meat you want, and some rice. I actually already had jasmine rice in the house, and I already had teriyaki, and I already had broccoli florets.
Yeah, but I had all of that stuff too.
You did?
I did.
So they're usually staples that are always in your house.
For sure.
And I went on the Walmart app, and it actually is only everything that I have besides the meat. My meat was on sale for like $9. So I did buy beef tips because I like beef tips. But it was only $21.90 for this whole meal.
And we're going to make enough for multiple meals.
Yes.
And like that teriyaki sauce I've had for months already, so super.
Well, I was going to say this teriyaki, I think is like what, $2? Yeah. This thing's $2.
Yeah. I have the same one. Yeah.
Do you really?
So teriyaki twins.
I said to Emma, let's make this. And Emma found the perfect wine to pair with our meal.
Yeah. So we are doing Malbec, and I also know how to open it. So you can do a couple of different things. You can go around and slice the top of your bottle so that you can get that foil off. Or this is like a nice little trick when they give you a hard time, is you can pull it off like this. Cool, right?
Oh, that is really cool.
So these ones, everyone is scared of a wine opener like this, but they're my favorite. So I like to keep it grounded, and then you just start in the middle and twist. And you're going to twist until the last squiggle of this is out. Okay, can you guys kind of see that?
I can.
Okay, and then you will go to the first lever. There's two levers on these, and it pulls it halfway out. And then you go to the second lever, and it pulls it all the way out.
What about if you have the little dude?
Yeah, so you want it to do right in the middle again with that, and make sure that kind of stays even and hold the bottle still, because otherwise it's going to kind of do some weird twisting things. So you hold the bottle as still as you can and go down as probably about the same. You're going to want just a little bit left over at the top, and then pull it down and it pops it right out. Yeah.
The first time I ever used this, side note, guys, I am not a wine expert like Emma. That's why she's talking about the wine and I'm not. The first time I ever used one of these, I didn't know that you were supposed to let the arms go up. So I was sitting here twisting it like this.
Oh my gosh, you're like doing anti-wine opening.
And I'm like, why is it just coming out? Amazing. And let's just say that I had to break my wine bottle in order to get my wine out.
I may or may not have done that today as an experiment.
Well, you have it in a reel, right? I haven't watched the reel yet.
I do, yeah. I tried it with a flat iron for your hair, and you put it on the bottle to see if it'll pop open. It's supposed to, science. I don't know, get the cork to pop up. So I tried it and it just broke the bottle. So anyways, don't do that.
Well, Emma's gonna try to fix that and see what she did wrong so you can learn how to do it. But don't do what Emma did.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it. Right. So I feel like our meal is relatively easy. I did ground beef though.
And I did my lovely tips again because it was a dollar more to get the tips. And to me, I prefer tips. That's why I did. And my water is boiling. Is yours?
It is like 1 second away from boil.
Perfect. So now basically what you're going to do is you're just going to throw the rice in. I always top my rice with a topper. Some people don't and they leave it open, but I think it cooks the rice better and quicker. And you're going to set a timer for 15 minutes. If you're cool and you don't need to do timers and you just can gauge when your rice is ready, good for you. But this is not the
time. My wine is ready.
I can't even do that. So,
I mean, like at 5 o'clock, that means the wine's ready. Or the kids are in bed. That means the wine's ready.
I get that. I get that. Also, so Emma and I are doing this at 8:30 at night. Oh, I'm being too loud. Emma and I are doing this at 8:30 at night because our babies are in bed, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
It's some me time.
So what's the deal with this wine? Why did we go with this wine?
Yeah. So we have, since we're doing a teriyaki sauce and some beef, Malbec is really well known in Argentina. You get really nice fruity notes to it, but it's not overly dry. You know that feeling sometimes where you get where it like dries your mouth? Those are called tannins, but this one is a little, but not too much. But the best part about Malbec is that it isn't like my go-to budget-friendly wine because you get good quality at a cheap price. So I don't know what you spent on your bottle. We just both went for Argentinian Malbec. Mine was $11.99 at like the expensive grocery store.
Well, I did go for the $15 one only because it had a wine picture and I really thought it was pretty.
Cute.
So.
Can't blame you.
You can't.
Oh, that is cute. I like that.
But yes, so, there was $11.99 one.
Yeah, so it's really affordable when it comes to South America. But what we're going to notice, and like I always say when we're pairing something, like this is just for fun. This is like a just have at home wine. Try the wine before you taste the food and then see how the food changes it. And it will totally change the way that the wine tastes.
Okay.
So taste it ready? Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, there we go.
Now, like, it's funny because now that you mentioned, like, the fruity flavors, now I can pull out those fruity flavors in it. And you're right. It's not. My taste buds have definitely changed from college. College, I loved the sweet-ass wines.
Yes. Same.
But now I prefer the drier wines. But I will say it's still semi-sweet to me. Like, it's not super sweet. It's perfect.
Yeah. It's just got a touch of fruitiness. So when we have a wine that's fruity and then also has a little bit of, like, a dryness to it, it will attach itself to proteins and it makes the perfect pairing. And then we add in something like teriyaki sauce that has a lot of like saltiness to it.
Yep.
Salt actually makes wines a little bit softer. So it'll be interesting to see what it does. But it's just perfectly.
Awesome. So I'm actually going to put seasoning on my meat. I'm doing a little bit of onion powder. A little bit of garlic powder. And then when I have dishes that are stir fry, I think I have some ginger somewhere. I like to throw a little bit of ginger in it. Not a lot. Ooh, just
like
a
that.
Little bit. It
like
just
ginger?
Yep.
Cool, I've got some.
It's one of those ones that you hardly ever use, but it's usually in your house because you need it for something.
Yeah, like it is very full.
Oh, yeah. So you're golden. You're fine.
Cool.
Now, you can massage it with your hands. I would massage it, but there's too many things that I'm touching right now. So I'm just going to use my little spatula. And again, you just kind of want to make sure, obviously, with seasoning that it gets kind of everywhere. And it's good to start it like when you're at like 10 minutes ish with the rice, because you don't want to overcook your food, especially when you have beef tips. That's one of the biggest concerns when you're cooking the beef tips. It can get really tough. So you don't want to start it too soon. Ground beef, you should be fine. Chicken, yeah. Same thing, though. You might want to start it a little bit later. I think with 10 minutes, you should be fine. And Emma and I guess you could use fresh broccoli.
Totally.
There's nothing wrong with fresh broccoli. I'm all about convenience and what's easy. So frozen broccoli is easy for me to pop in the microwave and throw it into the pan.
Thank you. I am a, like, my son will eat some vegetables, like peas are his favorite. So we've got like tons of bags of peas, and we do broccoli. Like, we love broccoli. It's just so much easier, and then it's not going to go bad, or you're not going to forget about it. We're big meal preppers, though, here. So we try not to forget about anything. No produce left behind.
Oh, it already smells good.
So I don't know if you remember this, but I just started cooking in January when I quit my job.
So tell us about that, because the last time we were on here, you talked about how, like, you work and you are a mom and you feel like you have the perfect balance. But now that's different.
Well, I was worried about my balance. I was going back to work from maternity leave. And yeah. I did. I went back and I gave it the good old college try. And it wasn't for me anymore. No. I am very lucky that financially we can make it work. There were lots of spreadsheets, lots of crunching of numbers. My employer did ask me to stay on part-time, so I work a couple of nights a week there. I kept the baby home with me, so I'm full-time with her, and I do have my son go still to the preschool. He just thrives, so it's good for me. And then without even trying, I launched my own business, so now, like, I wasn't even planning on it. That's just what happened. So now I have Wine with Emma, and I'm doing wine tastings in person and virtually and all around locally where I live. So it's just, now I'm just busy running my own business.
And do you think that if you stayed on working full time, would you ever have thought that the Wine with Emma would have became an actual business? Like what you're doing
now? No, because I was so, Courtney, I'm like really not a cook. I'm like burning the back of my spatula right now. Do you see this smoke?
We're getting there. We're getting there. Listen, you're going to teach me about wine, and I'm going to teach you how to cook. What did you put it on?
It was just, so it was on my little spoon holder, but it was cooking the burner.
That would make sense.
It wasn't easy. Yeah, easy foul. Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Do you think that if you stayed on full time, that you would have been able to like start this business, or this business would have started?
Totally not. I have always like, can I swear? I have always half-assed everything on Wine with Emma, and I started doing it when I was studying wine, but I never made it like an effort really. I would just post random fun wine things. Since I did quit my job, I do tons of fun reels and wine tips, and that has just like evolved into actually people wanting to learn from me. And I love that because teaching is one of my favorite things for wine, because I feel like everybody should be able to understand wine or enjoy wine or be able to find wine at the grocery store without being scared of the wine aisle. And like, yeah. I just want to be that person that can help you be comfortable buying a wine.
Well, and I think that's the thing, like, you don't know about wine. You don't know, like, I would have never known that this wine goes great with beef teriyaki.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been cooking mine for about 5 minutes, and I like mine with a little bit of pink, but I looked like I cooked it a little bit longer. So what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to pop in the broccoli because it's at 6 minutes. So you're going to pop the broccoli in for about like 3.5 minutes just to get it a little bit like, I hate this word, moist, I guess, squishy.
Okay. Got it. You have the same one?
No, I got these. No. Almost.
I think this is Aldi.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, 3 minutes? 3 minutes?
3 and a half.
3 and a half.
Because you're going to pop it into with your beef tips.
Okay, because so it's going to cook more. Okay, got mm-hmm. it. Yeah, I would say I'm almost cooked through on my beef, so because I got that ground beef.
So then what you can do, if you don't want to cook it too much, is you're just going to take your stove and the dial, and you're just going to put it on low.
Okay. Got
just
you.
Just until you put in the broccoli.
Okay. Awesome. This is so easy. Literally so easy.
So easy. And you can meal prep this. Like, this is the perfect meal prep. So for me, this is going to be probably what I eat for tomorrow. Like, I'll have a bite of it, mm-hmm. obviously. But this is going to be our dinner for tomorrow because then I don't have to worry about it.
Heck yeah. That's great.
It's done. It's easy. And I like things. There are some things you can't meal prep and then reheat. They just don't taste the same. I feel that way with salmon. Salmon's one of those things.
I do not. Yeah, same.
I don't like reheating it. It makes me feel icky and it doesn't taste the same.
I totally agree.
Maybe we'll have to do a night where we actually make salmon for like a date night dinner. And then afterwards we'll be like, okay, bye. Let's go and have dinner with our hubbies.
That's a good idea. I love salmon. That's like my favorite fish for sure. So let's talk about what the plan is with going forward. Like what our plan is together.
So let's come out and say it. This is my last episode for a while because we're revamping things. And Emma and I are going to do some episodes together. It's going to be a little bit different. Emma and I figured we both enjoy each other's company. I feel like we both have kind of bonded. After we had like our first session, it was like, okay, like we have a lot more in common than we thought. Totally. And we decided that being a mom is hard. You don't get time by yourself. And I know that I usually don't drink if I'm not home. I'll have like a glass of wine sometimes here and there. And Emma's the wine expert. And I like to cook. And we want to bring moms together. So once a month, we're going to do a little event. My boyfriend just got out of the shower, so I might have to pause at some point to let him go through.
That's fine. That's fine.
So once a month, we're going to have a little Zoom get together where we're going to provide you guys with a meal idea and then a wine that goes pairs with it. It could be desserts. It could be an appetizer. It could be a snack. Really mm-hmm. kind of whatever we come up with. So we're going to have it be, mine's almost done. Yours was quicker than mine. So we're going to do $5. So with the $5, you get the wine expert, Emma.
That's me.
Oh, that was hot. Where you get to learn about the wine. And then you're going to get the meal, the appetizer, whatever. And then we're also going to talk about mom struggles and mom stuff. Just because being a mom is hard. And we're going to do it after your kid goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your baby with you. You could bring your baby with you. If you've got to step away, step away. But listen, $5, get your meals, and we're going to have a good time.
I mean, it's a great excuse for a community to try maybe a new wine and also try a new recipe. And that's budget friendly. Like, how great is that?
You can't beat it. So if you're a mom who doesn't know how to cook, or a mom who's sick and tired of cooking the same thing every day,
come.
If you want to learn about wine, come. If you want to just fucking drink wine and talk shit, come. If you want to just talk shit, come.
Like, let me tell you about my toddler right now. You know, that's the life I'm living.
Yes. So it's like a best event session. It's still best event session, guys. Just with food and wine. Our own little hangout. Okay, so now your bag's going to be. I cut mine open, yes. I'm, again, very easy and lazy. Bless you.
Bless you.
And you're just going to throw it in. Emma also said bless you. He said thank you. All right, so these ones are kind of small, which is nice. I do like to go in and kind of chop them with my meat scissors because that's the best thing. But I like to chop them to make them small.
Show me your broccoli. Show me what it looks like. Let's see where you're at.
Sometimes there's the stir fry mixes too.
Okay, yeah.
They're kind of
Mine
small.
are like, look how beautiful and green this bag is. Like, thank you, Aldi. I
All these,
know.
not even out. I think these ones are
Mm-hmm.
actually from Hannaford, actually, which is probably why they're bad. Okay, so my timer for rice just went off. So I took it off the heat.
Okay.
I do take a fork and I fluff it right now.
Good.
And this is just me to make sure that all the water is absorbed. And it And if we could just say, like, this is a lot of freaking rice. This is one cup of rice, guys.
It's
One
like
cup of rice.
home. I know. I'm the same way. This is like rice and pasta. I can never get that ratio right. So, are we
Never.
adding the rice in, or is that going to be like just in our bowl?
Nope. So we're just gonna put the rice for 5 minutes. Right. And then once we take the rice off, we're actually going to go back and we're going to add more onion powder because we didn't put any on the broccoli.
Oh, okay.
Garlic. And again, that ginger. You don't want to do too much ginger. I just do, let's see. I guess I would just go, I go back and forth through the whole pan a couple of times.
Okay, I can do that.
So you go like up to the pan, shake, 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 shake down to the pan.
I do
So maybe
love me some ginger.
yes. Well, just
I
adds that
make,
little kick.
I know. I always make, well, not always. I make juice sometimes, and when I add ginger, I prefer my juices better. So I'm like, I do like it.
Then I can get the teriyaki open. Then you're just gonna pour the teriyaki right in.
Awesome.
And obviously, you're gonna mix it all up. Now, your pan is still gonna be on low, and there's two things of why. One, when you're pouring this teriyaki in, you don't want it to splash up into your face because that's going to hurt. And two, you don't want to overcook your meat again. So, you're just gonna keep it on low for a little bit.
Okay.
You don't need a lot of teriyaki.
Yeah, I did not do too much. And it
No.
still felt like a lot.
So I did about a little bit more than half for mine because that's just how fast it
Yeah,
came out.
that's where I'm at too, so.
And what's good about this as a meal prep meal, sometimes when you microwave them, it loses kind of like the flavors. So for the
Yeah.
extra teriyaki, just throw some more onto it before you put it in the microwave and it'll absorb it and it'll have some more of that flavor back.
Brilliant. Love that. Good idea.
Okay, so you can. There's two things of how you can do this. You can throw the rice in right now with your pot if you like to. I don't because we don't ever use all this rice, so I will use this rice for another meal.
Yeah.
But we do like tikka masala a lot, and obviously we need rice. So I'll take some of this rice and make a tikka
Perfect.
masala. So I will not put it in there, but you absolutely can because it will add in a lot of flavor. And something that I do like to do. This is just another random thing that I have is roasted sesame seeds. Why can't I show it?
Oh, I have just regular sesame seeds, I think.
I have these from when I made sushi. That's the only reason why I have them.
I think I have. Yeah, I just have regular. I'm just going to sprinkle. I'm just going to make it look like a nice little
Sprinkle it in here.
teriyaki. Yeah.
So
I'm
because
going to
we're
do it on
waiting
the
for
top.
yes, do right on top. So what we're doing is we're just waiting for this rice to kind of settle, and we're waiting for this to kind of absorb all of the flavors and all of the meat, which kind of works out perfect because you've got the 5 minutes of the rice, and you've got 5 minutes of this just chilling. Again, you want to make sure it's on that low heat so it doesn't burn or overcook.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Cool.
Awesome.
It's like two pans. Easy.
And honestly, you can do the microwaved version of the rice if you want to. I just always fuck it up.
Or like the 10 minute, like we have like the 10 minute brown rice. We use brown white rice a lot.
Same.
That would be super quick.
Super quick and super easy. I just we get the big huge bag. Where's my bag? It's in the pantry, but we get a big
Oh
huge
yeah, those
bag.
are so cheap. Yeah.
They're so cheap and they last forever. So that's why we usually do the big bags because we would go way too quick with the box. Those 10-minute box, we would finish it in like a week.
Yeah, I know. I
We
get
eat a
it.
lot of rice.
Yeah, we used to. We had, I don't know. Since I started cooking, we haven't used as much.
You have learned to cook other things besides rice.
I have. But I
What's your
mean, yeah,
favorite
I. What was that?
thing so far?
It's nice because the whole family, like my toddlers, just is very picky right now. So meatloaf and meatballs have been the goat. Like everybody is enjoying them. I do a lot of ground turkey. I just buy like the massive packs at Costco, and they portion it for you. And even those portions are massive. So I just cook a ton
Oh,
of
and
ground turkey.
it's healthier for you too, the ground turkey.
Yeah.
So my timer just went off.
Okay.
And because this is dinner tomorrow, but I want to try a little bit, I'm just gonna have a small little bit of it.
Oh, girl, I'm making bowls right now.
You're like, no, I'm definitely eating this.
Yeah, we are digging in.
So I do a little bit of rice, obviously, and then do the beef and the broccoli. Like I said, I do sometimes do the stir fry. Jimmy does not like mushrooms, so a lot of the time the stir fries have mushrooms in them, and
Yeah.
they're hard to take out.
True. The what about those stir fries with the baby corn? That would be so good.
I like them. Jimmy does not like the
Yeah.
baby corns.
Oh, all right.
So
Okay, so
I'm
I have like quite a bit of sauce in the bottom of mine. Do you think that I should put that on it? Like I'm mixing it, but do you think I should put that on it too?
literally what I just did was I poured the extra
Okay,
sauce
cool.
on the inside of it just because it tastes delicious that way.
Okay. This like looks so good. Oh
I don't know about yours, but I can smell mine and I'm just like, oof, this one's
my God, that
great.
smells so good. Okay, so wait, before we dig in to try it, let's taste our wine again real quick to see if it changes the way it tastes. So I always say for pairings, we do taste the wine, taste the food, then taste the wine again. So it's going to be two sips of wine in total. Okay. Okay, tastes the same as it did a little bit earlier.
No difference.
Yep.
All right. And I'm going to make sure I get a piece of broccoli, steak,
Okay.
and the rice.
Yeah, like get that perfect bite. That is good.
You taste the ginger just a little bit?
That was so good.
This is the best one I've made so far. I
I
think
like
I
that.
overcooked them just a tad. But that's because I like mine bloody. So, all right, and now
Got
taste.
it. Now taste the wine. Ooh. It still tastes delicious, but it
It
does
does.
taste a touch fruitier from that kind of saltiness of the
Crazy.
teriyaki. I know, crazy, right?
That's insane.
Yeah, so wines can have contrasting flavors with food or different components that like make them pair together. This one would be like a compare together. They just kind of go hand in hand. So yeah, this would be a really good pairing for sure.
This wine do well with like a chocolate.
It could, yeah. I would steer away probably from a milk chocolate, go maybe dark chocolate or like a strawberry yogurt covered pretzel, something like that could go really well with it too. Milk chocolate is just kind of iffy with wine. So I like to go dark or light or like strawberry. But yeah, for
I was
sure.
literally thinking like this with dark chocolate and strawberries would be amazing.
Perfect. Yes, I have fresh strawberries and strawberry picking. So I'm like, oh my God, this would be so good. Yes.
We should do one where we make homemade chocolate covered strawberries and drink this.
We should. Oh, that's a good idea. Well, we can do a different wine.
We definitely
I've done those and I've always made the biggest mess. So any tips and tricks.
they're so good. So,
Okay. I was gonna say something first. Courtney, this was phenomenal. thank you for walking us through how to cook. I only burnt one spoon.
I literally don't. This is, I just find the easiest things and figure out how I can make them for me because I'm lazy.
Totally. Same. I love it.
I think we should stick with easy.
Yeah, me too. Like easy for a busy mom.
All right, so guys, as we mentioned, we are going to be doing this once a month. So stay tuned. We'll let you guys know when it's coming up.
For $5, you get a meal to cook, a grocery list, plus a wine to buy that pairs, and an hour of you and I.
Looks like you're doing really well with everything.
I can't keep up. Had I known Rory wasn't going to sleep, I don't know that I would have launched this, but I did, and I'm committed to the call.
Oh my, I've seen your things. That's gotta be so hard because he used to be such a good sleeper too.
Such a good sleeper. Yeah, I had like a, there was a girl on a Peloton Moms group that was like, hey, I just was finishing my training for sleep consultant and I'm taking on five people for free. Is anyone interested? And like, she already picked five people. And I was like, hey, I understand you already picked five people, but I'm desperate. Like, can we chat? And she messaged me and we talked today and she's coming up for a plan for me for free.
That's
And she's
awesome.
like, you just need to review it or like an evaluation. I was like, girl, if you have a website of anything like a Facebook, let me know and I'll just give you a review. Like, but fingers crossed it works.
It's hard because, like, you never know what the fuck it is.
I don't know if he's scared. I don't know if it's because his teeth came in. I don't know if it's because he's got potty trained. I don't know if it's because he's got a big boy bed. I have no idea.
You don't know if it's separation anxiety. Like, you don't know any of those things.
Nope, none at all. She's
It's
like, you think it's
fucking
night
great.
terrors? I'm like, I don't think so. I think he's just scared. I think he just has. He's just scared. I get it.
Then every night.
Yeah, so in the middle, like, we can get him to bed now. And then he's waking up at like 2 or 3 and then like running to our room or screaming on the monitor.
And that's hard because, like, I mean, you and I have talked about this. I don't believe in letting your kid cry, like
Yeah.
hardcore cry. When I say
Yeah.
this, you know the difference. I don't think that, like, your kid cannot console themselves. They're not
Totally.
taught to console themselves. I believe
I can't even
you
control
do
myself. What
believe.
do you mean?
I do believe in letting your kid cry for a little bit, though. Like, depending on their cries. Once you learn your kid's cries, but like that.
Oh yeah.
Fine, because it's like, what is going on? Why are you crying?
And then I asked him, what's wrong? He says, I'm scared. I'm like, of what? Like, let's talk. So I asked him today, and I was like, hey, I know you got up in the middle of the night and I came and got you. You said you were scared. What were you scared of? And he's like, the lion. I'm like, what lion? He's like, the lion on my wall. I was like, Rory, we took that down months ago. Months ago. It was like this cute little, like, it was like a playful lion that my friend made for him. And I was like, I took that down when you said the first time that it was scary. So I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds fun.
It's a good time. It's just very confusing because I've both my kids are just like good sleepers. Like Mara will wake up and chill in her bed.
Oh, that's so nice.
It is nice. I'm not gonna lie, she's like an angel baby.
Do you think you guys are gonna have more? Or are you done?
Well, we're done.
You're like, no.
We're very much done. No, yeah, we've always wanted to.
Which I think is perfect, and you have a boy and a girl, so like there's
I
really like
know.
nothing missing, I guess.
Yeah,
I
it
not
worked
saying
out.
that anybody who has like the same sex that you're missing anything, but there's no like, well, what if we had a girl if we had another one type of thing. So
Yeah,
that's
and they're close
nice.
in age, which is what we wanted. And
That's perfect.
yeah, but no, we're
It's nice
good.
that you're not working too, because with him not sleeping, you're not going to work exhausted. I mean, not, let
No,
me
I
just say that
know.
it doesn't mean that it's not hard.
No, I used to have to go to work at 6 a.m. So I'm up at 5. Like, what would I have done? And then Chandler would have to be up because he would have to take care of him.
Ugh.
Get the kids ready in the morning to go bring them to daycare. Like, so yes, it is definitely lucky that I sat on the couch for like 30 minutes today and it was great.
Let me just say, for anybody who's watching this, this isn't a stay-at-home mom. Don't sit there and say that a stay-at-home moms do nothing, because we deserve those 30 minutes. We deserve that time to relax, because we're doing other shit on top of that. So let us take those 30 minutes for our sanity, in order to be good moms and good wives, because if you come home and we don't take those 30 minutes, we're gonna chop your head off pretty much.
I was going to chop everyone's head off today anyways, but now I've got food and wine and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
And you had your hour of self-care.
I know, this was so fun.
Listen, this is perfect. Women, your men can get mad at you because you're cooking dinner. You're cooking something. Can you say, oh, you got it. Yep. I was like, wait, did you lose me? I am now going to go clean these dishes and pack everything up.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
So cheers.
Cheers. To us.
Ooh. To us, to food, to amazing wine that pairs well with this great food.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. To being fucking moms.
Being fucking moms.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right, friend. Yeah. We'll chat.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks, girlfriend.
Bye.
I look like we did it at the same time. Thanks, mamas, for turning back for another episode of Moms with Mom. If you like this episode, make sure to hit the subscribe button and the like button. If you don't hit subscribe or like, you won't know when new episodes are dropping. And as I mentioned, this is going to be the last episode for a little while I work on some revamping, and we'll be coming back in about 2 months with some pretty exciting and cool new things. I'll still be present and uploading some other things. I just won't be uploading any episodes. If you want to join us for the mom night with the drinking and the food and learning some budget-friendly meals, make sure to stay tuned because we'll send out some notifications about when we're doing the episode. And again, moms, we're surviving and thriving because as moms, that's what we do. Bye, besties.